I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to Friday's podcast.
In fact, let's just get through this. Get through the show because at the end we're doing a bonus round
of the one-word song game. The one-word song game we'll be playing at the end of the best bits of the show.
What are you doing?
I'm blocking my nose. And then
deep heat. Sarah's using deep heat.
Oh, I'm not. Like I just sniffed it because the Brekkie show are using it.
Mm. Anyway, listen to the show and then we'll play.
Hold on. Before I press play on listening to the show, just lick a bit of the deep heat.
No.
Just
don't.
Why would I lick deep heat?
Just lick some.
Don't.
Tell us taste how it smells.
We did that with cat food when I was young.
And?
Didn't. Right. Taste how it smells. Don't you think sometimes pet food smells really good?
No, never. Not once in my life. Listen to the show.
You've never just smelt dry bickies and thought,
Just stop now, Sarah. People are listening.
Crunchy.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We've done it. Our first week back.
Happier for all those people who've made the most of taking 3 days annual leave and giving themselves a 10-day holiday.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, I want to cast my mind back to my Fijian holiday.
Oh, please. I can't hear enough about the holiday that was now 2.5 weeks ago. Please,
well,
what
can you
what
straighten
now?
Your microphone up before we do anything else? No one can hear you properly.
What?
No, put it to sleep. Don't tell her that.
Is that better, everybody?
Better.
Is that better, Australia?
No, that's...
All right, so this is what happened while we were in Fiji. My husband and I were pranked by our 9.5-year-old son, Remy. So Dan and I were by the pool. The kids were, I don't even know where they were, which is half the point of going to Fiji. But when we came back to the room, there was a note from the resort staff on our bed. So proper letterhead from the outrigger. And on the note, it said, "Bulla, we have received that your family has spent too much money and haven't paid most of our bills. You will be fined. You will be fined $930 in Australian in Australian cash." And it's written like this, Sarah. Take a look.
He's used his best cursive.
He's used his best cursive.
And just written over any mistakes he's made. Like he's done a lowercase a in Australia and he's just written a capital
also,
over the front.
Australian cash is spelt A-U-S-T-R-L-Y-E-N. So it's a bit of a mix of Australian and Japanese currency. They're Australian cash. And he was like, "Mum, this is terrible news. Have you read the note on your bed?" And of course, my husband, Dane, and I played along and we were like, "What? It isn't even the day to pay our bills. We're paying up tomorrow. What are we going to do? 930 Australian cash. How are we going to get that?" And he was so, and then he was like, "Psych, gotcha." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh my God, Remy, that was really good." Anyway, so I've kept it. It's going straight into the keepsake box, Sarah.
And then in 10 years' time, it'll be on Australia's Most Wanted. He's actually asking for ransoms.
Lord.
Got mum and dad that time in Fiji. It's time to up the game.
Sarah, you and I have both been married for 10 years, not to one another, to men.
Yes.
I'm sorry to disappoint. Now, I've come across something quite interesting about how to keep the spark alive between couples. Mm. So, you know, some people do the date night thing. Some people, you know, take walks along the beach, what have you.
Is it separate bedrooms?
No.
Darn, I've been pushing for that for a while.
Sorry. No. A university in Texas has done a study and found that couples who play board games together are likely to keep the romance alive. They found that a particular love hormone called oxytocin, you've heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Not familiar with its effects. So oxytocin is released in the brain when couples maintain a romantic connection through the playing of the board games. Even so, so this particular doctor found that the effect was even higher in men than it was in women when playing like card games, chess, checkers, dominoes, puzzles, Monopoly, all
anything.
Of that.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, I suppose. I mean,
do you play board games with Will?
And I'm trying to think of the last time we would have done anything together. No. No. Played a board game. No, I mean, it would have been on like a family holiday with my family years and years ago. Growing up, my family.
Yeah, we played board games.
You know, as kids
up.
And with my parents, we played board games all the time. Drafts and checkers and solitaire card games. But as a couple, Wills and I haven't. What about you and Dane?
No, we haven't played board games together. We've played card games in a group of friends.
Yeah.
With a few bevvies on the side. I've played board games with my son.
Yes.
But not together. When you think about it, it's sort of like a competitive way of having fun. It's keeping things light.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. Don't you think board games can really go down into a very competitive streak in people? Sometimes they end in disaster. Well, I've been privy to board games where the whole Monopoly boards just upended.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My mum and dad have not played any form of game together in 46 years. Mum said she played a card game with Dad once before they were even married, and she said to him, I will never, ever play with you ever again, and she never has because Dad's such a sore loser, which is so unlike his personality and temperament. But when it comes to games, she said, I've told him once and I've never done
because
it again.
Because now I'm casting my mind back and we have a Scrabble board that Mum and Dad own that they bought in 1978. I was born in 1980, and around the edge of the Scrabble board, they've written all the times they played together and who won and where they played. So it will be like, you know, Chinchilla, 1984.
Wow. Love that idea.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That is super cool.
And so now it's become like a bit of a family
heirloom.
But yeah, we need to change this.
Well, it's Friday today.
Yes.
Why don't you and I, over this weekend or even tonight, why don't we bust out a board game?
Open a bottle of
with
wine.
With our respective husbands.
And play
see
some
what happens.
Scrabble or Balder Dash or Jenga or something. Oh, Jenga's not
a
board
game. I love Scattergories.
Yeah,
no,
anything
no
word game, though, I will win. Hands down. I'm just smarter than him with that stuff. I am. I just am.
Well,
I can't hide that. I think it's going to need to be a Monopoly or something.
I'm issuing a challenge, not just to us, but also to our listeners.
Okay.
Board games this weekend with your loved one. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens and
report back next week,
shall we?
Do not, what is it, collect $200?
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. What?
I don't know. Go to jail.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Wheel of News.
Yes, party people, in putting this fine show together every week, Lise and I sift through the World Wide Web to bring you the best of the best stories. And there's a lot that we think have legs that don't make
the
live show.
Well, no, our producers put a stop to what we pitch.
Mm-hmm. And they threw us a bone and said, look, you give us the stories that didn't make the cut, spin them on a wheel, and once a week you get to elaborate on the story the wheel lands on.
So that's right.
Here are the headlines on the wheel this week.
Okay.
Couple asks neighbours to cook for them as they're expecting their first baby.
Oh, yes, I've done that.
Grave robber arrested after trying to make soup from a 100-year-old skeleton.
Ooh, bone broth.
Oh, what? Leave!
I do like a bone broth. What else?
So good for you. Scottish farmer pranks tourists by claiming sheep are actually tartan. And a woman wears 9 pounds of clothing to avoid paying the baggage fee.
Oh, right. Here okay, spin go. It. Clockwise it goes.
Sheep.
I'm dead keen for the bone broth. Pun intended.
Oh, good one.
Thanks, guys.
And
here
it
we
is.
Go.
Oh, it's quite a long wheel. Woman wears 9 pounds of clothing to avoid paying baggage fees.
Okay, now, so deep dive, Sarah. Go.
Well, the funny thing is when I read this headline, it doesn't actually say Lee's car law in it because to me this is a raging example of something you would do. So here we go. A woman packed on 9 pounds of clothes, which is probably about, 5 kilos, all in an effort to avoid paying extra baggage fees. So when officials at an airport told Natalie her bag was too heavy, that's when she said she put on 7 dresses, 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of shorts, a skirt and a cardigan. It definitely works, she said. Normally I check the weight of the baggage, but I did the online check-in and we got to the counter and they just stopped me. That the fee would have cost her $85.
Smart woman.
But...
and nobody said anything to her about her strategy.
No, but you know what it's like when you're at the airport and there's always those people who play dumb. What? What?
You know what Natalie's doing,
and they have
though?
To unpack their bag in front of everyone.
She's just sticking it to the man. That's what that is. That's like, it makes no difference. I'm just going to pile this stuff on. I'm going to look like a right idiot, but I will not pay you your $85.
Natalie putting on all her excess baggage at the airport check-in is no different to you nicking additional food from the breakfast
100%.
Buffet.
I am on her team.
During your recent
I am
overseas
on her team,
sojourn.
Sarah. I'm not poo-pooing
her. To save
her.
A buck?
I just think she's paid her fee. She's paid her ticket on the plane.
But at what point does it become theft? Like, I think that's the important question.
That's not theft. That's not theft. She's not stealing anything.
Well, she is. She's stealing extra weight on the plane.
Charging someone £85 or whatever they're trying to charge for 7 dresses, 2 trousers.
If that was Lee's getting back onto an airport and she had a luggage full of food, she would just eat that food. Claim the excess weight on her body for the duration of the trip.
That's right,
happy
Sarah.
Happy days.
Those two girls.
I'm going to share what I think is going to be an unpopular opinion with the masses. Okay. But, Lise, I know you agree with me on this.
I will agree with you.
On everything except Nickelback. Our producer, Aaron, rocked into work this morning and proudly declared that he had joined the ranks of people who've bought AirPods. Now, AirPods are those little wireless headphones that people obviously put in their ear and they wirelessly connect to their
device.
Now, I think everyone who wears earpods looks like a massive dork. I think they're ridiculous. I think they're going to be something that we look back on as a gimmick, as a trend, as something that people are embarrassed ever happened.
Well, I mean, one could argue that you're simply saying all of this because you can't afford it and you know, are unsure of what technology they bring to your life.
I am aware of the technology.
Okay. So, but you feel like they're not your
jam. No, I feel it's laughable.
What, that they just look like Q-tips stuck in your ear?
That's exactly what they look like.
They kind of do.
Or I look like, are you deaf? Oh, no, it's an ear pod.
Yes. I mean, it's also alarming the number of sort of 50-year-old men rocking them. Is it their last
It's like their chance to
chance.
Stay relevant.
That's right.
And
it's their last
and hip
chance.
Hop happening because they've got their earbuds in
yes.
them.
Yes. Is that what? Earbuds?
Earpods?
AirPods.
AirPods. I don't know, but I mean, Scott.
Look, I would
you're
just...
very quiet over there. Yes.
Oh no, I just I
Scotty has
was
Scott,
just tossing up in my head whether it's more embarrassing to wear AirPods or whether to not be able to put your sleeves into a jacket when you're going out on a cold night, where you put your arms into the
Listen,
sleeves.
The old sleeveless jacket. Is
it's
a
just
fashion
hard to
trend.
Know who to take fashion advice from. Mum.
I'm not saying it's fashionable. Don't you think they look silly?
Yeah, but
I feel like
I think
we'll laugh
Sarah,
about them
Sarah,
in the same way we laughed about running with Walkmans
no,
that would
I
skip
think,
when we jogged.
I think what you'll discover in the coming years as you grow up is that when you start caring less about what other people think about
well, that's
you.
That's true. He makes a point. Hold on. How do you not lose them, though? Because I lose everything.
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that question.
You have them, though, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know how I've never lost mine.
So when you finish listening to a ditty on it.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't play ditties.
Ah, sugar, da 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 da. Ah, honey, honey, da 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 da.
Is that what you're listening? So once you finish listening to your audio,
you put them back in their little case.
Do you?
Yeah, and you carry that in your pocket. Which the benefit of that is they don't tangle. The case doesn't get tangled up.
Oh, the tangling does my head in, though.
I mean, until they come for free with my next iPhone upgrade, I want none of it.
So this was a cost thing.
Yeah, I still don't know I wear them. I mean, I misplace my actual headphones that have the string on them.
Yeah.
Lise, why aren't you backing me up here? beforehand, when Az walked in with them, you said, yes, they are so stupid.
Mostly.
And now, when it's come time to airing this unpopular opinion,
you know why?
You've thrown me under
because
the bus.
Because it's just occurred to me that if Apple were listening, maybe I'll get a freebie.
Yeah.
They'll just blacklist you, but they'll be like, that Liz, she didn't poo-poo it,
yeah.
Did she? And with that, a free set of iPods to her. Is that what they're called?
No, I think you might have just cost yourself.
AirBuds.
AirPods.
Those two girls and Liz and Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
All right, it's nearly 6 a.m. on Friday.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
Yes. I like this game. It's that opener that I don't.
The opener makes it. Now, guys, the one word game involves Scotty playing us one word of a famous song. Sarah and I have to jump in with title and artist. It sounds simple, but let us tell you, it ain't.
Now, at the moment, Liz is, well, she's leading.
Yes.
It's 3-2. Liz's buzzer sounds like this. And mine sounds like this, but you'll never hear it.
Now, for those playing along at home, very special rule. You're allowed to buzz in at any point. Mm-hmm. But the buzz can be stolen off you if Sarah decides to sing 40
right.
seconds of the song. And then often when Lee steals it off her, we are met with, I gave that
she
to
gets
you!
Very angry. But if you hum along, that's the risk you decide 100%. To take, Sarah. I'm allowed to jump in. Okay. All right, 100. Let's do this. Is there a theme to today's?
Not for you, no.
Oh, okay.
No, this is the one word song game, and that's the theme, one word from a song. And it's a game. All right.
Okay.
Song number one, first person in with the buzzer. The word is...
500 Miles by the Crazy Young Cannibals.
And I would walk 500 miles and
yeah, 500 miles.
It's not Fine Young Cannibals. It is the Travelers.
Oh, come on. I should shush.
The Who?
It's the Proclaimers.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, they always screw me over. I never get that band right,
what
ever.
The Travelling Gypsies.
I've never even heard of that band.
I was thinking of the Legend of the Travelling Pants or whatever
was that
is.
That's the a Sisterhood movie. Of the Travelling Pants. So you came up with Travelling Gypsies? What?
Okay. All right, okay. So nil all right now. It does look like we're going to be hitting a tiebreaker at some point. Here we go. Word number two, title and artist of this song.
Be my lover, won't you? My lover.
Title and artist, remember.
Wanna be my lover. Who sings it, Sarah?
Yeah, it's called Wanna Be My Lover.
By?
And it's by the Proclaimers.
No! It's by someone like Colette or...
Can I put you out of your misery?
Yes.
It's by the Travelling Gypsies.
Song number two is...
Aqua!
God,
Dr. Jones.
It.
Yeah, no, you don't get it, though. Because you thought the song was called Wanna Be My Lover by Colette. All right. We are two songs in. Usually we have a winner by now, but it's currently nil all.
How we work in commercial radio is beyond me.
Song number three, title and artist from this word.
Whispering my ear, tell me all the things that shut up! It's Backstreet Boys.
You people,
it's
can't you see?
It's Backstreet
see?
Boys.
I'm an allergy.
Larger than life.
Wait, Aaron. If we're doing best of three, can I confirm that Lee's just won?
What I love is how we both worked so well together.
We really
did. It became like a really rancid a cappella version of each song.
You know what? This is not good for my heart, guys. Oh. I get very stressed and I feel like I need a bit of rescue remedy. Are they a sponsor?
It's Can the they best send me a barrel? Way to end the week. On a high, which for you is a low of listening to us sing badly.
That was fun,
so
guys.
It's over and out from the Travelling Gypsies, Liz and Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Okay, so that was the one word song game. My favourite part of that was your absolute confidence that the song was, without a doubt, Wanna Be My Lover.
It has that strong bass, though, doesn't it?
Right.
I have no malice towards Lee's winning that because it was so fun. Let's do one more.
I've got an extra one. Yeah, I've got an extra one. Shivers. Let's do a bonus round. This is the word. Remember, buzz in. Are your buzzers working?
No. Yes.
Yep. Sarah, just test your buzzer. Okay.
You're such a child. You are a 9-year-old boy trapped in a 29-year-old's body.
Seriously, though, so Lisa's buzzer sounds like this.
I don't trust you. You're going to do a fart. Do the fart noise.
Sarah's
now.
Buzzer sounds like this.
It's still so fun, though, never tire of it.
I think it's because you've got, like, you are a boy and you've got boys, Lee, so you're so used to it.
I do enjoy a fart joke. In fact, Sarah, Dane gets very annoyed with how much I love a fart joke.
Really?
And he doesn't like me encouraging the boys, and I'm just there going, do it again, do it again.
All right, let's do this. Song, you've got to buzz in.
Okay.
Title and artist, as soon as you work out what song this word is from.
Ava Max, Misfit or Outcast. Ava Max, Misfit.
Misfit.
Not
that. Misfit.
It's Ava Max, Outcast. Shit.
Ever feel like a misfit?
Is it Billie Eilish?
It's not Billie Eilish. Shit. She's not poppy.
So am I.
You worked it out yet?
So am I.
Katy Perry.
No, it's Ava Max, Sarah.
And the song is called?
So Am I.
Oh.
Yes. Is it really called So Am I?
Oh, come on. You can't give Lee's that point.
Why?
Well, because it took so long. I mean, we got there in the end.
Yeah, but I also gave Lee's the same unbelievably obvious clue as you when I pointed out the word So Am I, and then you
actually,
came back
whenever
with
we play commercial radio, I just put my earbuds in and I put
your
on
earbuds.
My bods and I put on my jukebox jives playlist.
Remember when Sarah's ringtone was
it's still that. Call my phone now.
It's the worst. It really denotes your age. And, you know, people know that we're the same age and that makes me sad. Okay, I'll call you. Okay. Hold on.
Okay, hang on.
Hold on, I can't find you because I never call. Oh, there it is.
Take your time.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, let's just replace it with something cool when she's not looking.
No, I've got good when my sister Jen calls. It's like Jennifer calling, do.
Nobody uses
Jennifer calling.
Can I suggest a song that we use?
Oh, hang on. Lee's called. I'll just call her back.
What a loser. Can I suggest a song for Sarah's ringtone? So
that's mine. It's a little bit hipper.
I mean, that's cool, isn't it?
It's not. That's what your mum has. That's what every mum has.
Can I suggest this song, Lee's, for Sarah's ringtone?
I know. Block your ears, Sarah. Block it. You're too prim and proper for this song. Don't let her listen to those lyrics. No. Close it. Block your ears.
What's that stand for?
Anyway, that's this week of podcast.
What
done.
Does lick my
hair? We will catch you
just
on
like that
Monday. Bye bye.
Ice cream.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.